Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
657 Medium Wave Radio Pulpit, we trust the Father is doing you good, gracing you so much in a mighty way, the best of friends, man. We are together throughout up to the hour 7, and this is Back to Basics Sunday Live. The topic tonight, and I want to get to it, man, there's so much to talk about. The topic tonight is the concealment of sin. The word says, whosoever hides his sin shall not prosper. And these days, it's very easy to hide a sin. One hides it from the mask of it being a mistake. One hides it from the mask of him or her being human. One hides a mistake from the notion of being provoked. One hides a sin from the notion of it being a mishap. And also one hides a sin from the notion of him being tempted beyond their means. So the blame game is placed and shifted from self. And this is a big problem. Let's welcome also Jabulani Temane. He'll be talking, and we'll also welcome Sipho Polos. We'll welcome also Umfundisi Mota. The concealment of sin, Jabu, this happens much of the times, and we seem to be quiet about it in most cases. We seem not to give heed to that in the proper of ways. What comes to mind when we talk about the concealment of sin?
Greetings, wonderful family, in the name of Yahusha HaMashiach, our Lord and Savior, the soon coming King, the one who was and who is to come. We give him all the glory and all the praise. My friend, greetings in studio and greetings to all the wonderful listeners in this time. What a time to fellowship together in breaking of the bread. So today we are going to be touching on the concealment of sin, our topic, a great topic indeed, my friend. So, concealment of sin. So, ukufihla isono noma isono esifihlekile. Hallelujah. Concealment of sin, noma ukufihlwa kwesono, noma isono esifihlekile. So, as children of God, we must always know that we are not to hide our sins before the Father. You know, it's better to confess your sins than to hide them. It's better to confess your sins than to conceal them, you know. What is confession? Confession is making known your wrongs, your faults, you know, your mishaps to the Father. It's exposing yourself, going to the Father bare, like naked, and saying, here I am, Lord. This is how am I. Even though he knows us and he can see everything, yet you still need to confess it. In other words, you must take responsibility and account for the wrongs that you have done. Then the Father will exercise, you know, like his grace, as he says, according to the book of 1 John. Hallelujah. That if we confess our sins, he can be depended upon to forgive us our sins, actually, and cleanse us from all our unrighteousness. Hallelujah. Yeah. 1 John chapter 1, verse 9. So, that's how we are supposed to treat our sins. You know, we're not supposed to hide our sins and conceal them before the Father. Hallelujah. Because he can see them. That's the most interesting thing. You can think what your sins are hidden or concealed, but they are known to the Father. Yes, they might not be known to the people. People might not know, they might not see them, but the Father knows them. So that's why you must take responsibility and account for them before the Father. That shows remorse to the Father, that you understand the danger of sin. You understand the repercussions of sins. Because sin leads to death. Hallelujah. Ngaphandle kokuchithwa kwegazi, akukho ukuthethelelwa kwezono. The word says so. So it means also, uma kukuthi alichithekanga igazi for ukuthi isono sihlanzwe noma sithethelelwe. That's the price to pay for your sins if you don't take responsibility and account by confessing them. You will die because of sin. It might not be literally, physically, instantly, But spiritually, you might be dying slowly but surely because of the sin that you've concealed, the sin that you've hidden. Hallelujah. So just to support what I've already actually touched on, my friend, as an introduction for the concealment of sin. In Proverbs 28, verse 13, the word says, "He who conceals his transgressions will not prosper.
Yeah.
But he who confesses and forsakes them will find compassion."
Yes.
He who confesses and forsakes them will find compassion.
Absolutely.
There is never a time where the Father has rejected the person who came to confess their sins. Hallelujah. At some point, we are even taught by Yahushua HaMashiach himself. He says there was actually a tax collector and a Pharisee who went into the temple to pray. Hallelujah. And the tax collector stood in front of the altar and declared how powerful anointed they are. Mm. They counted their righteousness. They counted their holiness. They counted how many times they pray. You know, how many times they fast. You know, how much of tithes they give and offerings. How much devoted they are to the things of the Lord. Don't we do that sometimes as believers before the Father? Hmm. To show him how best we are. At some point, we even think we are better than him when we stand praying in the altar. That's what the Pharisee said when he was praying. And it says the tax collector humbly, you know, humbly, with humility, ashamed even of, sorry, ashamed of standing in the in the altar because of actually feeling not deserving to even stand in the altar and confess their sins, actually, and pray. They just said, oh me, a sinner.
Eish.
They counted themselves as a sinner before God. They didn't come counting all their achievements and all their successes like the Pharisee. But they acknowledged their sin. They acknowledged their state of being, which is being sinful, which is being a sinner. And, you know, the Yahusha says, the one who came with the reward from that prayer, it's the tax collector, because of acknowledging their sin. Mm. Coming to the Father at their weakest point, not at their highest point as the Pharisee. Hallelujah. Mm. Because the Pharisee was concealing his sins, was hiding his sins, was pretending as if they are holier than God, was pretending as if they are better than everyone. Don't we do that sometimes as believers? In our workplaces, because other people do not follow the faith that we are following, we think we are better. Yes. Because other people don't go to the very same fellowship that we go to, we think we are better.
Yes.
Because people don't go to church as much as we go, they don't tithe as we tithe, they don't pray as we pray, they don't speak as we speak. Therefore, we are better than them. We are holier than thou. Hey. Don't we show such as believers?
What a concealment.
Hallelujah. And that's the sign of concealment of sin. Because behind every pride that we are showing off, behind every self-righteousness, self-justification that we are fronting with, there are sins that are not confessed within our hearts. Mm. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And the word says, but he who confesses and forsakes them will find compassion. Just like that tax collector, he found compassion. His sins were forgiven. His sins were wiped away. Hallelujah. So when we confess our sins, the Father forgives us. He gives us compassion. He embraces us. And he hugs us and assures us and strengthens us. And we can declare boldly now that sin is no longer our master because we've confessed our sins. Most of the believers, they like to really go according to this license. Hallelujah. This licentious believing.
Mm.
To confess that sin, actually to declare that sin is no longer our master. But the person has not acknowledged their sins. They have not taken responsibility and account for their sins before the Father. But they are quick to declare, as per the preacher that they're watching on TV, that sin is no longer our master. We're living under grace. But your sin is hidden. Hallelujah. And your sin will conquer you if you continue to hide it, if you continue to conceal it. Go before the altar, like the tax collector, and confess your sin and forsake it. You will find compassion to the Father. And the Father will forgive you, and He will cleanse you from all your unrighteousness. Hallelujah. Praise be to the Father. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank you so much, my friend. I really appreciate. And if you just tuned in, man, we are talking about the concealment of sin. What this is even all about.
The search continues for top quality South African Christian music. If you are a new artist or releasing a new CD, then send it to Radio Pulpit. For more information, please visit the Radio Pulpit website. That's www.radiopulpit.co.za. Or phone us during office hours, 012 334 1200. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
Welcome back, 657 Medium Wave Radio Pulpit. We trust the Father is doing you great, man, in a mighty way. Sipo, let me bring this to you. When we talk about the concealment of sin, what are we talking about? Sawubona Sipo, welcome to the show. Ngithembeke ukuthi uright mfana wesikhinde silhlaza. Sawubona dumela nawe ke bese siyabonga ukuthi hayi namhlanje uvumile ukuthi uzotholakala ngesikhathi ngoba ifone entsha ayisakuphazamisi. Nceku.
Asibingelele bathandekene namhlanje egameni leNkosi yethu Jesu Kristu waseNazaretha. Sibingelele umfundisi Motha, sibongele umfundisi uJabulani Dominic, umfundisi Rayleigh Hody nabalaleli bomsakazi Radio Pulpit, your companion in a search for the meaning. Tonight's topic, bathandekayo, sikhuluma ukuthi concealed sins, private sins, covered sins, hidden sins, the secret sins that normally been done by people who think God can see them. And it is true ukuthi ngokwezi kaNkulunkulu, when we read Genesis chapter 4, verse 8, little Bible, Cain spoke to Abel, his brother, and when they were in the field, Cain rose up against his brother and killed and Abel and killed him. And then the Lord said to him, "Where is Abel, your brother?" And he said, "I do not know. Am I my brother's keeper?" Lama verse mafunda batandegayo from verse 8 to verse 9. It shows ukuthi Cain, he had a plan in mind to kill his brother because of the offering that had been done before God previously. So God chose ukhetha umnikelo kaAbel okaKain angazanga unake. And the Bible lithi he devised a plan, Cain, so that he can kill his brother. After he has killed his brother, he hid the sin that he has done. He thought ukuthi when he has done everything, God could not see. But to my surprise, we have read lapha verse 9 ukuthi the Lord said to Cain, "Where is your brother?" He thought ukuthi ngalesikhathi enza into a private, a secret, a hidden, a private. He thought good, anyone could not see, even God himself. But unfortunately, it was not like that. God sees it. And when God asks a question, he knows the answer. So it is ironically when he was asked to, "Where is your brother?" And then he pretended as if he does not know. But he knew exactly where was his brother. He was dead. That is why it's so dangerous, bathandekayo, to hide our sin, to make it private and to keep it a secret. Because secret sins, they kill the innermost of our life. It kills our conscience. It makes us to be alone, because even if you can do things that people can never see it, but God has seen it, even our conscience know exactly. That is why today's topic, it definitely touched my heart, because before God, we need to repent. That is why umasifunda ku Proverbs chapter 28, verse 13, it, whoever conceals his transgressions will not prosper, but the one who confesses and forsakes them will obtain mercy. It is true, but God will have mercy to us only if we confess our sin. But if we hide them before him, definitely we are making ourselves being fooled before God, because God is omnipresent, omniscient, everywhere, at any time. In other words, he knows exactly what we could do before we even think of doing it. So covering our sin before people, it might look simple, but before God, definitely is too dangerous. And remember, concealed sin, they will never even be forgiven by God. That is why iBhayibheli lithi bathandekayo uma sizivuma izono zethu uNkulunkulu uthembekile ulungile ukuba sithethele konke ungalungi, kodwa uma kuphela sizivuma. Once sazifihla phambi kukaNkulunkulu, asiyitholi intethelelo, asiyitholi impiliso kuzo izono zethu. Yingakho, let us learn to confess our sin. It is true that our conscience sometimes it fools us, ukuthi if we confess them, God will judge us, God will punish us. Remember, God knows exactly, even before we plan. Cain, he planned to kill Abel umfowabo. But God knew exactly what happened. But he was having this question, where is your brother? Giving him the opportunity to confess. In other words, before God deliver a punishment, he has given Cain an opportunity to repent. And when Cain has taken that golden opportunity to confess his sin, God should have shown his mercy unto him and forgive him. But it's unfortunate. Genesis chapter, Proverbs chapter 28, verse 13, later, whoever hides his sins will never prosper. In other words, when we see Cain hiding his sin before God, he thinks he's so smart. And that is why now, wherever you are, if there are sins that have become secret to your life, they will kill your conscience, they will steal your joy, they will steal your peace, they will steal even your common sense. Because every time, whenever you see Venema Poisa, every time you run away, you know why? It is because you know exactly of everything that he has done. And for him to be out on that inside prison, you need to take yourself out by confessing your sin. Our God is so merciful. When we come before him, being sorrowful for our sin, confronting him, as this is in Zile, and confess it before God. Definitely, uNkulunkulu uzosibonisa umusa wakhe, ngoba la sifunde khona iBhayibheli kuGenesis lithi isono sime ngasemnyango, ukunqanela kwaso kubuye. Kodwa uKayini akazange abe nethuba lokuthi anqabe ukungasifihla isono sakhe phambi kukaNkulunkulu, but wasifihla, wacabanga ukuthi when he cover is uzoba nokuthi uNkulunkulu angaboni. But avela mkhohlise, whereas asingeke sikhone ukumkhohlisa uNkulunkulu. Yingako mangifunda verse 9 with Genesis chapter 4, uthi, then the Lord said to Cain, where is Abel your brother? He said, I do not know him, I'm my brother's keeper. And the Lord said, what you have done, the voice of your brother's blood is crying to me from the ground, and now you are cursed from the ground, which has opened his mouth to receive the blood of your brother from your hand. Yingakho bathandeka kubalulekile ukuthi uma uNkulunkulu izolethe punishment uCanaan, he gives him the opportunity to repent. Unfortunately, he didn't take the opportunity to come to God and say, God, I'm sorry. Yingakho bathandekayo, let us not hide our sin before God. Let us not make these secret sins before God as if that is a secret. God is everywhere. He sees everywhere. Yingakho udala amehlo uyabona, udala izindlebe uyezwa, udala umlomo uyakwazi ukukhuluma. He knows exactly what is within us. So let us come bold before God's throne and confess our sin. And once we confess our sin, God is able to forgive us, because we are able to come before his throne and say, God, we are sorry. In other words, when we say that before God, definitely God is prepared to wipe all our sins and all our iniquities away through the precious blood of Jesus Christ, the Lamb of God. Let us confess our sin. Let us not cover our sin. Let us not hide our sin before God. Because God can see everywhere, anytime, anything that we have done.
Anytime, anything that we have done, the Father is able to see. Thank you so much, Sipho Paulos. We really appreciate, we trust the Father is doing you good. Coming up, we are going to be asking the very same question to Umfundisi Mota as to what does he think about this very notion of the concealment of sin.
Kusukela enhlizweni yethu ukuya kweyakho. Radio Pulpit 657 AM, umngani wakho imihla ngemihla.
For there is a time to search and a time to give up, a time to reap and a time to sow. Radio Pulpit wishes to be there at all times, even when you just need prayer. Send us your prayer requests by calling 067-429-7564 or email it to prayer@radiopulpit.co.za.
In today's rush world, there is limited time for yourself. Your cell phone, however, is with you all the time. So why not use it? Visit our Radio Pulpit website with your cell phone and restore your soul. There you can find out more about Radio Pulpit, download the Bible to your cell phone, read Word for Today, and you can listen to us online. Just visit www.radiopulpit.co.za, especially developed for your cell phone. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, a companion for those who need encouragement. Listen to us on our app or visit radiopulpit.co.za.
Welcome back, 657 Medium Wave, Radio Pulpit coming to you. We are talking about the concealment of sin. When one hides their own transgression, their own wickedness, when one deems it a secret, and when one deems it a privacy of his own and he keeps it there in the shadows. No repentance, nothing. What does it mean? And of course, we are going to be talking to Umfundisi Mota so that he can also get us to speed with regards to this. Mayahe, I think and trust that you are well and that the Father is taking good care of you. Tell us what comes to mind when we talk about the concealment of sin these days. What is it that comes to mind?
Pastor Ray, Shalom, men of God, greetings to you. I hope you are doing well, and I also hope that the family is well. Ekhaya, bayaphila umndeni wonke. Please allow me, Mfowethu, to take the opportunity to greet Umfundisi Sipho nomfundisi Jabulani as well as abalalele emakhaya in the name of Yahushua Mashiach. Siyabonga kakhulu, Mfowethu, once again tonight, for a very interesting topic. You said we are talking about the concealment of sin. This is a very important topic, and I believe Oguti, there is so much to learn together. You know, the word of God says iron sharpens iron. Kunenge sizokufunda mfowethu, siyabonga i-topic endlele. And ebaluleke kakhulu ukuthi we need to unpack it, we need to discuss, we need to teach and to guide one another, because when one conceals sin, there are spiritual consequences that a person will suffer. You know, it goes in a way that it will include one feeling guilty and shame, and it will also lead to emotional distress. So it is very much important, my brother, that we talk about these things, we learn about these things, because it does not help anybody to conceal or to hide. It's so no. You know, we nobody can hide anything in the eyes of God. Nkulunkulu wethu uyaphila, Nkulunkulu esimkhonzayo, akukho la angaboni khona, akukho angakwazi okwenzeka ngaphansi komthunzi welanga. We can deceive ourselves saying I've done or I've committed sin, of engaged in a sin, and I will ensure ukuthi my pastor does not pick it up, my pastor does not know about it, not even my family.
But we forget one important thing, Uguti. Our Heavenly Father, He is the one who sees everything. He is all-knowing God, His omnipresent Father. And there's nothing that can be hidden from Him. So hiding sin or concealing sin, it does not actually help anybody. But instead, it will make the relationship that you have with the Father to be more at a distance because of one feeling guilty. And it will even make it so difficult for one to experience the love of God and the forgiveness. But if we confess, the Word of God says that if we confess our sins unto Him, He is faithful and just to forgive us. So, I just want to say, Uguti, concealment of sin, it is never a good thing. And there are consequences to that. So I believe, Uguti, tonight as we engage and we touch in this subject, it will help us realize, Uguti, actually, Apostle Paul even says, my brother, that we should consider ourselves as dead, makondana neson. Meaning the moment you accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, you accept the forgiveness of sin. So therefore, we should not be sinning anymore. It is not expected. I think that is one of the reasons which will cause somebody to want to hide the sin, because they stand in front of everybody and say, I'm a born-again child of God. And when they've done wrong, then they tend to hide what they've done. And they hide it to the people that they always stand before them and saying that they are born again, they are saved, they are no longer a sinner. So, but they forget one thing, Uguti. Unkulunkulu wethu, unkulunkulu ophilayo, angake uze umfihlele lutho. So the moment you start hiding into embi ne wrong oyenzile, yes, you can hide it from people, but it will never build you up, but it will instead destroy you spiritually. You will become dead spiritually. That's what happened to Adam. I want to read from the book of Genesis, chapter number 3, verse number 8. It reads as follows. It says, and they heard the voice of the Lord walking in the garden in the cool of the day, and Adam and his wife hide themselves from the presence of the Lord among the trees of the garden. You know, here what we read, my brother, Sifunda, after Adam, no, Eve have committed a sin or have engaged, have done what the Father have instructed them not to do. And because of the guilty feeling and because they started to feel so shamefully for what they have done, in their mind they thought that they can hide from God. And as a result, when God talked to them, they wanted to shift the blame. That's what sin does. It makes you to feel unworthy to stand in the presence of the Lord. It makes you to want to blame other people, or you want to blame a certain situation because you are feeling so guilty. But the moment you stand and acknowledge your mistakes, and confess before God, He is able to heal you. He's able to restore you. Because God came down looking for Adam. Because Adam sekasukile endaweni yakhe. UNkulunkulu he took that responsibility that he came to seek him and to save him. Because isono siyambulala umuntu. Sono, it leads into destruction. So hence, the Word of God says that in Luke chapter 19, verse 10, it says, for the Son of Man has come to seek and to save that which was lost. What does it mean when it says that which was lost? It simply means that one has moved away from the presence of the Father. And as you move away from the presence of God, you are actually leading into a way of destruction. In other words, you are in a virtue where you will die. That's why you will find abazalwane nomumuntu ke wasindiswa the moment befihla konke baba nehlazo babona ihlazo bagcina sebasaba even coming back into the house of the Lord because they feel so guilty and so shamefully so ukuthi they have been seen noma baboniwe benza okuphambene nezwi likaNkulunkulu, whether adultery, whether fornication, whatever kind of a sin that umuntu sekayenzile igcina seyimenza imlidele ukuthi agcina ngabaseza nokuzofellowship. And when they're no longer coming into the house of the Lord to worship and to fellowship, they become so spiritually dry and they died spiritually. So that is why you'll find somebody obekasindisiwe saphumile ezonweni but umthole sekabuyele kuphi ezweni ngenxa yani yesono. And it happens so many times. You'll find the brothers and sisters in the house of the Lord, they will commit sin, they will fornicate, and especially when that girl will fall pregnant and it becomes evident because they cannot hide it anymore. They will hide umjolo and thinking ukuthi nobody sees them, forgetting that uNkulunkulu ukuthi uyababona. And as they are hiding umjolo, the moment akhulelwa lo sisi, then you don't see them in the church anymore. Many of them, or some of them, fortunately for those abakwazi ukuthi babe bold and come back and ask and seek for forgiveness from the Father. Some of the of them, they end up bagcine sebadidile babuyele ezweni. So it is never right, it is never correct, my brother, for anybody, for any human being ukuba afihle isono, because you cannot hide anything from the Father. Thank you.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate Muruti. Thank you very much. Thank you, sir. And of course, we trust the Father is doing you good, gracing you so much in a mighty way. And touching this, the very aspect and issue of the implications which come with the factor of hiding sin. There are many, many consequences. Dangerous ones too.
It's good for you as our listener to know about Radio Pulpit's activities. Or do you need advice in an area of your life? Then why don't you log on to www.radiopulpit.co.za. Here you can talk to us, listen to us via live audio streaming, and there is also other reading material for the soul. What are you waiting for? Visit the Radio Pulpit website right now. www.radiopulpit.co.za. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
Sunday Live it is. We trust the Father is doing you great. And we are touching base on this, the issue of the concealment of sin. What are the consequences? What happens to you when you continue to hide sins, man? What happens to you when you continue to act in that form? You know, one of the things that I know is the notion of hypocrisy that would come, because when you hide sins, you should continuously be hypocritical. Act as if you don't have them. Secondly, you would start lying. You know, you would start lying about you being good when you know you ain't. And we are touching that. I'm going back to the issue with Jablan. Jablani, it happens much of the times we overlook this very notion that the concealment of sin is dangerous. It causes hypocrisy. But also one continues to be a habitual liar. We start to lie so many times, it hurts. Jabu.
I've already mentioned about the truth that the Father knows everything about us.
Yeah.
That there is nothing that is hidden before Him. And the truth that we are the work of his own hands, you know. So he created us. So he knows everything. Like, it's like a mother who will think that actually is like a child who will think their mother actually do not deserve to see them naked. A child, I mean an infant, who will think like they don't deserve their mother or their father. They don't deserve to see their nakedness. Hallelujah. You know, but that mother is the parent, is the one who has given birth to the child. There is no way they are the first one who saw the child naked, because the child came naked to this world, to this earth. They were not clothed. But now the child will then feel like the mother does not deserve to see their nakedness. As an infant, I'm not referring to a grown child. Like, you know, I'm talking about an infant. If an infant were to think that their parents do not deserve to see their nakedness, you know, even the teenagers, you know, so to say, because these are parents who knew them while their eyes were closed. Hallelujah. So they know everything about them, you know. So it's exactly like that when we think like the father does not know anything about us, but he created us. He formed us. While we were still in our mother's wombs, he knew us. He knows everything. There is nothing that is hidden before him. So it means when now we pretend to be the people who can hide some things to him, who can conceal some things to him, we are deceiving ourselves. So even our sins, we can never hide them. We can never conceal them. But when we think they are hidden or they are concealed to the Father, we are deceiving ourselves. It's just the license for us to continue to sin. You know, it's just the sort of the, how can I put it? Maybe like sort of maybe like to ease your conscience, or maybe to convince your conscience that no one knows, no one sees me. But the Father sees you and he knows everything about you. There is nothing that is hidden before him. In Jeremiah chapter 16, verse 17, he says, "For my eyes are on all their ways. They are not hidden from my face, nor is their iniquity concealed from my eyes." There is nothing that is hidden before the Father.
Yeah.
If you think so, you are deceiving yourself. So now, it shows respect and honor and responsibility and accountability to the Father when we come before him in acknowledgement of our iniquities, in acknowledgement of our transgressions, in acknowledgement of our sins. It shows respect and honor. That's why the Father, he says, he gives grace to the humble, but he rejects the proud. The proud. Hallelujah. Mm. Those who are proud, he rejects. Hallelujah. Because when you are proud is when you think the Father does not see your sins. When you are proud is when you think the Father does not know your sins. You pretend going around, singing, lifting your hands, doing everything. And then you think the Father does not know what you are hiding within your heart. That unconfessed sin. Hallelujah. But he says that, "For my eyes are on all their ways." Every step you take, he can see. The Father can see the step. He's well aware what you are about to do. Your next move, the Father knows it. He says, "They are not hidden from my face, nor is their iniquity concealed from my eyes." So when you acknowledge your sins, or when you confess your sins to the Father, it's the sign of respect and honor. And it's the means to show remorse, so that the Father can be able to equip you, to restore you, and to forgive you, and to cleanse you, and to, you know, use you. Because there is no way that the Father can use you with unconfessed sins. Many of us, we are stuck in the same place because of unconfessed sins, concealed sins, hidden sins. We're busy, you know, deceiving ourselves that the Father is with us, the Father is using us. Yes, we are still quoting powerful scriptures and sharing powerful sermons and preaching powerfully, and people are being moved. But deep within our hearts, we know that we've got unconfessed sins. And those sins are well known before the Father. So we are deceiving ourselves and the people that cannot see our sins, that cannot see our iniquities, that cannot see our transgressions. But the Father is just looking at us. Look at these people. Hallelujah. He says, they are singing with their lips, but their hearts are far from me. Their hearts are somewhere else, busy fornicating, busy practicing adultery, busy envying others, busy being jealous, busy gossiping, busy backbiting. Our hearts are far away from him. But our lips are busy, busy mentioning his name. And the Father is not pleased when our sins are concealed, when our sins are hidden. Hallelujah.
Sure. Thank you so much, Jabu. I really appreciate, man. And of course, we trust the Father is doing you good, gracing you so much in a mighty way. We are talking about the very notion of concealment of sins. It happens in most cases. And we're looking at the effects. And what does it mean to you spiritually?
Hlala ulalele umngani wakho wemihla ngemihla. Thola i-app yethu ku-App Store noma ku-Play Store. Futhi ungavakashela uradiopulpit.co.za.
657 Media Wave Radio Pulpit. Sipho, let me come to you. It happens much at the times that we don't look into the effects of concealing sin. That we turned out to be liars, we turned out to be wicked, we turned out to be hypocrites. You know, we turned out to become people who basically would live lives of deceit. We become deceived even by our sinfulness, thinking that we can get away with it, thinking that we can conceal it and act otherwise. The more we conceal, the more sinful we become. The more we conceal, the more wickedness has a way into our souls. This is something we need to be careful about, something that we need to really look into these days. Sipho.
Asiphinde sibingelele bathandekayo futhi. Concealed sins, secret sins, covered sin, hidden sin. What a topic today. Sometimes it's in our nature that when we do things privately, we think people cannot see, even God cannot see. Whereas walls sometimes can talk. That is why it's important, Uguti, we should not hide our sin before God. We should not make it a secret, because sin definitely siyabulala. Bible, the wage of sin is death. That is why it's important that whenever we acknowledge that we have sinned against God, we should come before him. He's so mercifully ready and prepared to forgive us. Ake sifunde ku Luke chapter 8 verse 17. Uthi lo mbhali la ngehumushele singise ngiliphethe. For nothing is hidden that will not be made manifested. Nor is anything secret that will not be known and come to the light. That is why it's important, bathandekayo, ukuthi it should be in our mind, in our spirit, in our conscience, ukuthi everything that it's a secret now, one day it's going to be one day. It will be exposed and there will be no opportunity for us to repent. That is why it's important when we acknowledge it, there are things that are not right that we are doing before God or before people. We must change our attitude, change our ways and repent. Because when we do secret sins where we think everything will be hidden before God, nothing is hidden that not be made manifested. In other words, you are no longer being given an opportunity to explain what happened and why and so forth. So it is very important when you acknowledge your life, you have messed up, especially before God. Come to the closet, speak to God, confess your sin, then the Holy Spirit will come and cleanse your life and make your conscience to be clean, because it is the precious blood of Jesus Christ that cleans our conscience through the word. because izwi kaNkulunkulu liyasigeza liyasihlanza ingakho iBhayibheli ithi Jesu ngikhulume kini lamazwi ngoba amazwi angumoya umoya ophilisayo izwi kaNkulunkulu liyisigezo liyasigeza so once we confess our sin our sin we become clean before God but if we hide our sin before God definitely there will be a day lombhalo othe none is or no is anything a secret that not be known and come to the light. Yeah. Remember, God is the light. And there is nothing that you can hide from the light. Because ukukhanya kaNkulunkulu ukukhanyisa umhlaba wonke and akekho namandla ukusondela kuwo. Yingakho asizivumeni izono zethu phambi kaNkulunkulu bese uNkulunkulu eba nomusa abathandekayo asithethe bekusane isikhathi. Uma sifunda futhi ku Mahebhero chapter 4 sifunda verse 13 uthi la and no creature is hidden from his sight but all that are naked exposed to his eyes of him to whom he must give an account. It is very important guys to acknowledge ladies and gentlemen ukuthi everything that we are doing good or bad we will stand before God's throne one day in account before God even if it's good or evil but God will judge according to what we've done if we didn't confess our sin yingakho kubalulekile bathandekayo ukuthi asingenzi izono ekufihlakaleni bese siyavela phambi kwabantu as if nothing we've done uNkulunkulu wethu nomusa akafuni siphile sisesonweni isikhathi eside ngoba injongo yesono is to kill us is to separate us before God is to make us to live away from God and remember if we are not in the presence of the Lord definitely siphile bumnyameni there is no life there is no success there is no prosperity yingakho iBhayibheli ofike iphambeko zakhe akayikuphumelela yingakho asingaphili nezono esizifihlile phakathi kithi because sins they are toxic they are like an acid they are like a cancer they can eat us wakwenza umuntu abathi uma bahlangana naye bathi udliwa yini basuke bebembona yena angasiboni because kunalento that worries him every time now and then ukuthi ish only if bangazi ukuthi lo mntwana okhona la ekhaya akusuka le kubabe ngihlala nayo uma bangazi bathi le mali akungathi mina itshontshwe bani kanti itshontshwe yimi yibona that conscience ikwenza ufeel guilty now and then uthi noma ufuna ukuyothandaza ubaba wethu sezulwini uthi uma ufika uthi sithethelele njengalokhu sibathethelele bese ubona ukuthi naye kukhona wena izono ongasivumanga because you think ukuthi ngokungazivumi kwakho nokuyifihla phambi kwabantu uNkulunkulu naye siyafihlakala phambi kwakhe yingakho hidden sin they are so are too dangerous because they eat us in the inside of us and they make us to be powerless even they steal the joy they steal even that boldness to come before God's throne and say God we are sorry that is why it's important ukuthi siye phambi kaNkulunkulu bathandekayo with all those hidden sin siye phambi kaNkulunkulu sivuma ukwehluleka kethu ngakho iBhayibheli lithi uma sithi sinasono siyasikhohlisa phambi kaNkulunkulu kodwa uma sizivuma izono zethu uthembekile ulungile ukuba sithethelele kuko konke ungalungi yingakho ngiyakukhuthaza namhlanje mntana sekhaya ukuthi uma ukhona ushalela umsakazelo lophulpiti namhlanje kunezono obonayo ukuthi empilweni yakho udinga ukuzivuma phambi kaNkulunkulu uyivumela phambi kwabantu thandaza kuNkulunkulu namhlanje ukuthi akuthethelele he's ready to forgive you uvula izandla zakhe akheni nilikhathelele nensindayo uzange ngizomphumuza ngoba uma siya kuye siya nemthwalo yezono zethu nokuhluleka kwethu phambi kwakhe bese ba ngumkulunkulu olungele ukuthi akwazi ukusithethelela uma kuphela sizivume kodwa sasifihla we are disqualifying ourselves to the grace of God we are closing doors for God to open us I mean open to us his grace and his mercy usikwazi ukuthola umusa wakhe ngakho kubalekile bathandekayo let us not hide our sin before God let us not cover our sin let us not make private sins sibuke sibahle phambi kwabantu but phambi kaNkulunkulu uyakwazi amahlazo siwenzile uyakwazi ukuhlulwa esikwenzile ingakho let us not keep the form of godly but we deny God's power because lezi zinto that we preach against them but we still do them things that we know exactly what they are sin before God but we continue to do them there will be no grace one day when we are exposed and the light will come and expose us but before the light comes in let us come before God throne of grace and mercy boldly and say Lord forgive us our sin forgive us all our iniquities he's able and ready to save us that is why if we keep our sin covered and secret before people before God they are not we will account before God that is why it's important mlaleli come before God confess that sin I know you're a little bit scared but what I know exactly God is ready to hear you say I'm sorry God is ready to forgive all your sins and all your iniquities amen
Amen. He's able to forgive all sins and iniquities. Thank you so much, Sipho. And we are talking about the concealment of sin, the dangers that are there.
Tapelo ya musiami inonofile go dira tsedigolo fa ile ya tloafalo. Ka kopo tswella go rapella Radio Pulpit le tiro e re dirang mo lefaseng la Afrika Borwa le kontle ga naga.
Imagine a place where young people can get answers to difficult questions, seek advice on issues that they struggle with, listen to uplifting music, and find relevant and godly content that can help them shape their identity. All this while also having fun in a safe space and environment. Well, the new I Am Youth website is just the place where you can find this and so much more. Go to iamyouth.co.za for an experience that will stay with you for life. I Am Youth. Life Explained. It's difficult to face the overwhelming pressures of life alone. Sometimes we just need someone to talk to, someone to listen to us. And what better way to do that than through a quick and easy WhatsApp text? Whether you're having a hard time coping with school, family issues, being bullied, depression, or anxiety, speak to someone who cares today. Send a WhatsApp message to 064-530-6805 or 074-995-9085. Our I Am Youth Counseling team, Charles Dudoy and Danny Vambili, are ready to connect with you today.
Our family is just getting bigger and bigger. Welcome to 657 AM.
Welcome back, 657 Medium Wave Radio Pulpit. We trust the Father is gracing you so much in a mighty way and extending His favor upon your life, doing you good. And we are talking about the very notion of concealment of sin, when one hides sins. Mfundisi Mota, let me bring this to you. It happens much of the times that people don't look into the effects of hiding sin, and there are dire consequences with regards to this. And we need to be careful when the Father challenges us with particular activities in our lives. We need to be careful because the Father knows the consequences of these, and then He sees the future and how these can actually destroy our lives, even though they seem to be good at a time. Mfundisi Mota.
Mfundisi, concealment of sin, it makes one to live a defeated life. I'm saying this quoting from the book of Proverbs, chapter 28, verse 13, where it reads that he who covers his sins will not prosper, but whoever confess and forsake them will have mercy. Mfundisi, this verse, it shows the dangers of concealing sin. In other words, whosoever that conceals his transaction will not prosper, but he who confesses and forsakes them, because it is not only about confessing your sin. One should confess and should forsake. In other words, must turn away from sinning. That person receives mercy. So, uNkulunkulu uyamthanda umuntu othi uma enze kabi, wenze iphutha, bese aya acknowledge, avume iphutha lenzile. And more importantly so, one should forsake their wicked ways. So it is important, mfundisi, ukuthi whenever one has landed noma wakhubeka wona, that person must immediately confess and forsake, because any person that is concealing or hiding their sin, in other words, that person is not even willing, does not have the heart to turn away or to forsake that kind of a sin or any kind of a sin that they have done. In other words, they in their hearts, they still going to do what they have done. So it is important, men of God, ukuthi we should not conceal, we should not hide our sin, because like I said earlier, ukuthi there is nothing that can be hidden pam kukaNkulunkulu. Nkulunkulu is all knowing. God knows how we think, he knows our mind, he knows our thoughts, he knows our action. So for one to say that is hiding sin from God, concealment of sin will result into an unsuccessful life. Mm. Hence this verse, it emphasizes more that whosoever that covers his transaction will never, or transgressions or sins will never aphumelele empilweni. So kubalulekile ukuthi singabantwana bakaNkulunkulu silazi leli qiniso ngoba lethi sikaNkulunkulu it says you shall know the truth and the truth will set you free. So it is important, mfundisi, that when one dealing with sin, must be honest firstly to themselves, and also they must be honest before God, noma pam kukaNkulunkulu. Because what I've just read now, Proverbs 28 verse 13, this verse encourages us to be open and also to be honest about sin. And confessing sin to God, it is more an actively action that one chooses to take. It is a matter of choice, because when you choose correctly not to conceal your sin, you are actually opening up a way for God to be merciful to you, for God to be so gracious to you, so that you may prosper. Prosperity not only in material things, but in your spiritual journey with the Lord, you will be able to grow. And as you confess, uNkulunkulu uzokusiza by his Holy Spirit, that you will be able to resist the devil. When the devil comes to you and attack and try to deceive you, then you will be able to resist him. You will be able to stand, because you are not only drawing a strength from yourself, but you are drawing strength from the Lord. He is the strength to those who are weak. Because when we confess, we are saying, Father, we cannot do it. We cannot do it on our own. We have wronged you. Help us that we may be able to do what is right and what is just before your eyes. And God being merciful, he will lead us to the path of righteousness. Psalms number 90, verse 8, it says, you have set our evil deeds before you, our secret sins in the light of your countenance. In other words, God is all-knowing. God knows our thoughts. God knows the actions of every individual. So it is very much impossible to hide any sin from God. All men's sins will eventually be revealed. You may say that ufihlile akekho umuntu owaziyo, akekho umuntu okubonayo, but whatever that is in the dark, it will eventually come into the light. So hiding any transgression does not help anybody, does not even help you as a person, but it will lead you into a destructive life. You will never be able to prosper. You will always be feeling guilty, shame, stressed. But when we come unto God and asking for forgiveness and confessing our sin, He is merciful and gracious to forgive us. He is merciful to lead us and to guide us. So ukufihla noma to hide any transgression, any sin, I am sizo umuntu, because as at the end you will be going to be unsuccessful.
Mm.
Whatever that is in the dark, it will come to the light. I say it again.
Mm.
What is in hidden, nokufihliweyo kuyakuvela. So kubalulekile ukuthi umuntu ahambe with honesty. Yes, iphutha liyenzeka, but ungalifihli iphutha lakho. Livume phambi kukaNkulunkulu and acknowledge your mistake and ask for forgiveness and ask uNkulunkulu ukuthi akusize so that you can be able ukuhamba with it. Athi ku-Abraham, athi walk before me blamelessly. So it is him who gives us the strength to be able to walk blamelessly before him. And Mbondisi, it is important, one, to acknowledge, because if we fail to acknowledge our mistakes, we will continue to live in them. But when we acknowledge them, it becomes possible and easier ukuthi one should come to God in prayer and ask for forgiveness and confess and ask for forgiveness. Allow me to read the book of Psalms, chapter number 32, verse number 5.
Yes.
It says, I acknowledge my sin to you.
Yeah.
And I did not hide my guilt.
Yes.
I said, I will confess my transgressions to the Lord, and you have forgive the guilt of my sin. A sincere confession of sin result into forgiveness. Nkulunkulu uyaxolela. Nkulunkulu ukunikeza ithuba. Nkulunkulu ngoba esithanda enomusa. Nkulunkulu umthanda umuntu ovuma ngenhliziyo. In other words, so sincerely so. And God is so gracious and so merciful. So ukusifihla akusizi ngalutho. Isaiah 55 verse 7 sengivala lithi, let the wicked forsake his way.
Radio Pulpit 657 AM, true authentic Christian radio.
Do you need prayer? WhatsApp your name and your prayer request to 082-657-2729 and our care center will gladly contact you to pray for you.
When the drive gets long, we are there. Listen live to Radio Pulpit on radiopulpit.co.za, DSTV 882 and OpenView 607. Also follow us on our social media, download our app and listen to our podcasts wherever you are. Radio Pulpit, still your daily companion.
You and 657 AM and life, a winning team on the road to eternity.